everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Ms. Toni Dukes is a single mother who works as an operator for 911 emergency call services in San Francisco, California, USA. In her busy life, Ms. Dukes tries to help those less fortunate than herself. In doing so, she becomes known affectionately as the Glove Lady.
How did you get coined the phrase or the term the Glove Lady? How did this come about?
I worked the night shift. I would come in at 11 p.m., get off at 7 a.m., and part of my journey is to ride through a certain area of San Francisco to get to the freeway. And it has a large homeless community, and I would see people standing on a corner, you know, or laying on a corner with no blankets, no gloves, no hats, and here I'm driving in my car with the heater on, you know, and it just touched my heart. And I knew it was something that I could do. So the first week I was actually giving out extra blankets and sheets that I had at home, but that ran out really quick because I didn't have that many. So it came to me, you know, go to Walmart or to a dollar store and just buy some gloves. It started with the gloves, and by the next week, I was passing out gloves on my way home. The following week, I guess one of my co-workers seen me in that area so early in the morning and was wondering, what was Toni doing? And from that point on, you know, I had assistance from some of my co-workers and management. They would give me $2, $5, $10. I would just buy more hats and gloves, go back out there and pass them out. That's what I did. And it took off from there.
So then you work full-time, correct? And you drive how many miles? Almost 100 miles.
Each way
to work.
Yeah.
And you have kids.
Yeah.
And then you go out in the cold, and you give people gloves.
Yes. It doesn't take much out of me because it's part of who I am. It's just something I have to do. If it's not the gloves, it's help feeding the homeless. I would even stop on the side of the road when I see people stranded to help them, you know. This will continue. Never stop.
Ms. Dukes has developed ongoing relationships with the people living on the streets. Even if the weather was not cold, she would make a point of greeting them with a smile. For her generous deeds of sharing and loving, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Ms. Toni Dukes with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a letter of appreciation. Dear Ms. Dukes, compassionately responding to the needs of the homeless, you are making great strides in awakening the awareness that kindness for the less fortunate is something all humans can possess. You have silently taken on the challenge of combating the isolation of so many stricken with having to live on the streets. This love, packaged as a hat, a pair of gloves, and some tissues, is a benevolent gesture for the city's homeless, and sends a powerful message to observers that everyone has something to give. Thank you for uplifting our world with your inspirational example of love in action. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you so much.
So, congratulations.
In addition to the award, Ms. Dukes received gifts including Supreme Master Ching Hai's spiritual lecture books and DVDs. The honoree wrote a letter to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai as follows.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai and the members of such a caring, loving organization for acknowledging my work in the international community. I hope and pray that one day we will all realize that it doesn't take much from us to make a difference in a positive manner throughout the world. Truly blessed, Tony Dukes.
For her warm-hearted and selfless service to those less fortunate, Supreme Master Ching Hai is sending Ms. Dukes $15,000 for her noble work to continue. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Tony Dukes, for your loving acts of kindness towards those in need around you. Wishing all the best to you and your family, caring colleagues, and the people whose lives you have touched. Homelessness is a hardship that often happens unexpectedly to people, including our neighbors or even ourselves. It happened to an 18-year-old student, Orain Williams, of New York, USA. He was born in poverty in Jamaica and at the age of 14, was sent alone to live with relatives in the U.S., where he faced a home environment of abuse and illegal drugs. Yet in high school, he maintained an A average. Before graduating, he received a $15,000 grant for his first year of college. Orain Williams is now a college student on a full four-year scholarship, and his goal is to become a doctor. We met Orain and his dedicated assistant principal, Ms. Clooney Lavash.
What inspires you to study?
Wanting to change. Knowing that I want to change and not going to access this change through an education. I love reading.
You do?
Especially when I read what I write, because I write poetry, so I started reading my own piece, and then reading other people's piece, other writers, and then it also inspired me to write more and helped me to build up my vocabulary. So reading is fundamental. It's May 2009, when I first moved in the shelter, a family shelter, my mother and I and my little sister. So I stayed in that shelter for 8 months, and then it was a tough journey being in the shelter. Feel like you cut off from the rest of the world. You have to succumb to the curfew and the rules and regulation. And then frustration was in the atmosphere. It was a more of a like difficult situation for me and my mother to get along in that circumstances. In November 2009, where she asked me to leave, and then I ended up being on my own. And with the help of my social worker and mentor, Mr. Wayne Harris, he found me a place, a young adult shelter in Manhattan. While you're there for the 31 days, they try to help you find a permanent shelter to stay, which has a time limit, but it's more permanent. And then that's where I moved from Covenant House to Independence Center, where I now live.
Wow, that's amazing. You were able to stay in school throughout all of that.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Where do you find a quiet place to do your schoolwork?
Ms. Lavage's office.
Oh, that's so nice.
My bed and Mr. Wayne Harris' office.
Oh, okay.
I do most of my studies and homework and reading in that place.
Ms. Lavache, would you like to say a few words about Orain?
I think one of the prominent things about Orain is that he has the ability to make connections with people. He's able to tap into something, or he has that ability to reach out and have people reach out to support him. Just on our drive here, I said to him, bear in mind, oftentimes people don't have to care. But when you do find people that care, don't take it for granted. And he has a clear understanding of that. He has dreams and ambitions and has not let the adversities and the obstacles that he's been under and the pressures, in fact, to stop him. One thing about Orain is that he stays in faith. He knows there's something bigger than him that's guiding him and everything around him to work in his benefit. When he came to Bedford, He came as a student advocating for himself to be in a different environment. And it's very rare you find young men seeking to want to be in a school, having heard from Mr. Harris the expectations of the school. And though he and I have often, you know, like a mother and son, I'm his surrogate mother in absentia, to just keep him on track. And that, to me, is a great honor that he's given me.
Is there anything you'd like to say to people throughout the world that are watching, or maybe students in the same position that you were in?
I will have to say, and I would love to say, that you are who you say you are and not what people say you are. It's either you let what you say manifest in your life, as opposed to having people dictating your life and telling you who you're going to be. I just want to say that you have to stay focused on your goal. It's never going to be easy. It's okay to feel like you want to give up. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel less of a person at times. But after all those emotions and temporary feelings, because I say temporary because it never lasts, you always have to get back on track. You always got to remember where you're going. Because I remember one time I was reading a book, and the major quote on top of the secret of success is to tend unflinchingly and unfailingly towards your goal. And ever since I saw that quote, I've been applying it to my life, and it has been working.
Touched by his determination to achieve despite adversity, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a letter of special congratulations to Orain and contributed a $5,000 scholarship to further Orain's studies.
I want to say thank you for a wonderful organization that is doing good work in the society, and for reaching out and getting access to inspirational stories that could help others who are often looking for the motivation and the inspiration but cannot find it in their circle or not in their environment. But you, with your help and your knowledge, you have helped these individuals to have access.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Ms. Lavashe?
I would like to say thank you to Master Ching Hai for recognizing, out of all the students, this one particular student who, despite adversities, still has hope.
The following is Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving message for Orain Williams. Dear Orain, we wish to humbly salute and congratulate you for your outstanding achievement in attaining excellence in higher studies. Your courage, determination, and inspirational endeavor will be a motivational force for others to emulate and a joyous cause for celebration. Despite living in a shelter home and without parental support, you knew of the challenges ahead, and with a sterling willpower and perseverance, you overcame hardship and obstacles to put your best foot forward. Driven by your ambition to become a doctor, you held fast to your dream and passed your final year of school with flying colors to emerge with a remarkable A average score in your examinations. At such a young age, you have demonstrated maturity, independence, and wisdom in making the right choice to take charge of your own future. You truly deserve the award of a $5,000 grant for the first year of college. We are so proud of you, Orain. You are an inspiration for other students and a model son every parent could wish for. We wholeheartedly thank and congratulate Orain Williams for being an exemplary student. Your gallantry and persistence has turned adversity into opportunity. Our world is truly honored to have you as a shining example of virtue and success, wishing you heaven's blessings in your life's ambition to care for others. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai. In addition to the special congratulations, gifts were also presented to Orain and Ms. Lavashe including Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture DVDs and number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
We would like to present a check for $5,000 to you, Oreen Williams, for all your great accomplishments from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you. Once again, I would like to say thank you. It is a pleasure and an honor, and it's a blessing. And thank you.
With appreciation to Assistant Principal Lavash for your support of such a worthy young man, we join in joyful congratulations to you, Oreen Williams. Thanks for proving that we can be far greater than our circumstances, and best wishes for you and your bright future. Cherished viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence awaken the compassion existing in us all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.